This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Peace, blessings, and mercy be upon you all. Welcome to the 8th episode of Dawah Thursdays. And in our episode today, we are going to be taking our first step into the GoRap methodology of Dawah. And we are going to be discussing the existence of an almighty creator. So once you've had an opportunity to have a conversation with an individual, to connect with them on a human basis, and to start that first process of initiation through either passive dawah or active dawah in itself, then of course you would like to tell them a little bit more about this creator that we believe in, because that is the first step of bringing them towards the concept of tawhid. In one of our previous episodes, we talked about speaking to individuals based on their level of understanding. Now, within this approach of speaking about the existence of the Almighty Creator, we need to apply this. Because fundamentally, if we speak to a person that is very intellectual, we would apply a means of rational argumentation for the existence of God. However, if you're speaking to someone that is not as intellectual, you would focus on the names and attributes of the Almighty Creator. So we are going to be discussing both of these points today. But first, I would like to start with a rational argumentation and something that might be a little bit more intrinsic within an objective understanding of this existence. For myself, upon my journey of embracing Islam, this is something I found very attractive within the Holy Quran, is that all the profound questions we might have about life. What is our individual purpose? Why are we here as a collective, as humanity? Or does God really exist? Can we rationalize his existence? All these profound questions are answered within the Holy Quran. And of course, we need to reference one of these verses within the Quran to analyze the existence of this Almighty Creator. So this will take us to the Holy Quran in chapter 52, verse 35 to 36, where it reads as follows. Or were they created by nothing? Or are they their own creators? Or did they create the heavens and the earth? In fact, they have no firm belief in Allah. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing in this verse is he's giving us four possibilities for our existence. And you will of course relate this information to the person that you speak to give them a rational argumentation from a Quranic perspective as to why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, why he exists. So in the first option, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is asking us, were they created by nothing? So fundamentally we know that out of nothingness, complete void, something within our material existence cannot just pop into creation. If this argument did not exist within our universe, then an elephant can just pop up into this room and we would think nothing of it. So fundamentally, we know that it is completely impossible. The second option is that we were created by ourselves. Now, that is illogical in itself, because something cannot create itself without existing. For instance, to give you an example, a mother cannot give birth to herself. It is illogical to think that you can, right? The third option is that we were created by something prior to us. For instance, from the point of the Big Bang, that there was another universe before this universe that then exploded and then imploded to create our universe. And fundamentally, if we think about this and contemplate it, that cycle will continue ad infinitum until there is a beginning. So that is also an illogical argument. And therefore, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us that the only objective and rational explanation for our existence is that we were created by something that is itself uncreated. We were created by something that is itself all-powerful to produce the power and energy in order to put this universe into motion. And we were created by something that is itself all-knowledgeable because it was able to create a universe for the coexistence of planetary bodies. And we were also created by something that is itself self-sufficient, not in need of anything within this universe. It doesn't need to eat, it doesn't need to sleep, it doesn't need to go to the restroom, it doesn't need to pray onto itself or anything as such. Now this is one way to rationally and objectively speak about the existence of an almighty creator and something that you can relate to the people that you speak to. Let's say you are speaking to someone that doesn't necessarily comprehend all these explanations. For this kind of individual, you would relate the names and attributes of the Almighty Creator, and you would speak to them about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he is all-powerful because he created this universe out of nothing. He is all-knowledgeable because he created a universe for the coexistence of planetary bodies. And he is self-sufficient in that he is not in need of anything within this universe. For instance, he doesn't need to eat, he doesn't need to sleep, he doesn't need to go to the restroom to defecate, he doesn't need to pray unto himself or fast unto himself for spiritual protection. And fundamentally, most people will comprehend and understand these names and attributes of the Almighty Creator, and they will be able to relate to that. So once you've told them about these names and attributes, you've explained as to who is this Creator that we believe in. So after each of these sections, you would ask the individual, Do you understand and comprehend why I believe in an almighty creator? And that person will declare yes, or they might say no. And then you delve a little bit deeper into what their understanding is, and you would find ways of speaking about that. So in our next episode, we are going to be looking as to how to apply these names and attributes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to explain the concept of Tawheed, and why we don't associate any partners with Allah, and why we declare that anything within this creation cannot be this almighty creator, that is far beyond and above all these things, because he's almighty, maximally perfect in all these names and attributes. I hope that you enjoyed today's episode, and if you have, please leave a like and share this with your friends, and I look forward to seeing you at the next episode. All the best of blessings to your new family. Jazakallah khair.